You're listening to a classic business podcast as heard on Classic 1027. 1027.
Now, we have a plastic waste problem in South Africa, indeed in the world. In South Africa, only 21% of plastic waste is being recycled. 1.5 million tons of plastic is consumed in the country annually, so the remaining 1.1 million tons ends up in landfills or the environment. But the Centre for Regenerative Design and Collaboration South Africa has been working on a solution to the plastic waste problem, treating it as the resource that it is. And to find out more about this, I'm joined now by CRDC SA Business and Communications Director Dion Robertson. Dion, welcome to the show. Tell me a little bit more firstly about the work that you do as the centre, as a global NGO.
Thanks for having me on the show. We're not the NGO, we are PTY registered in Ireland. The initiative was founded by our founder Donald Thompson in Costa Rica about 5 years ago. And all our principles are based on nature and biomimicry. And our process is called REAP, which is recover, enrich, appreciate, and prosper. So we recover plastic, we appreciate it by putting it through our process, we enrich it by putting it into concrete products, and then it prospers by going into long-term infrastructure in whichever country we're in.
So, not an NGO, PTY Limited, which means there are commercial drivers here to ensure the sustainability of the model. And as the world moves along this path to a zero carbon future, the chemical industry, along with all other sectors, is really under increased pressure to hasten this transition. What are the actual drivers here for sustainable transformation in the chemicals and plastics industry as you see it?
Well, there are a couple of drivers. One, from a consumer point of view, and it's moved faster than climate change. People are very aware of our pollution, exceptionally plastic. You can't drive down a river, road, bypass a school, and you'll see plastic waste. So consumer pressure is one. EPR and government legislation, not just here in South Africa, but globally, is legislating that the plastic producers, all of them, being PepsiCo, Dow, all of them, have to start dealing with their own plastic waste and the consumer plastic waste and their post-industrial. The post-industrial figures in this country, which I can't share live now because I've signed NDAs with certain companies, are huge tonnages. Some of them are 9,000 tons a year. We've got 1.1 million tons of plastic going to landfill in this country as I speak. The recycling industry in this country has done a great job. Petco, the valued plastics have. But the laminated plastics as a single use are falling off the cliff. And the government's put EPR legislation in place where they've got to up their recycling from 15 to 50% across all the plastic types over the next 4 or 5 years. And that's hugely ambitious by the government because you need a solution. That plastic's got to go somewhere.
Yeah, and treat it as a resource. So, I mean, there was a recent sustainability summit hosted by Safripol where Gert Klassen of Safripol stood up and says, as a key player in the value chain and as a polymer producer, we have to recognize that there is an opportunity, as well as a crisis here, an opportunity in recovering this resource and putting it to good use. But what is that use? Well, into this Resonate solution, which is really a breakthrough concrete modifier. How does it work?
So we take co-mingled plastic. We don't have to separate it. We can take river and ocean plastic. It can have contamination from the river or the oceans. We add two modifiers. We put it through an extruder, and it becomes, looks a bit like kitty litter. Same color as concrete, and we take it down to a 6 mil aggregate. And then we've put that into over 20 concrete products to date worldwide. It increases strength, reduces weight, increases thermal properties, creates jobs in the process, and cleans up the environment of all that plastic that we need to cleanup.
Wow, that really is a win-win-win in terms of benefits, not only in the construction process, but also benefiting the environment by finding an end use for that plastic. Now, recently, you received an award from chemical company Dow. You won the Business Impact Fund Award. It's worth $100,000, so roughly 1.5 million rand, depending on the exchange rate on the day. What are you going to be using that funding for?
So that's helped us usually to run our pilot plant in Cape Town, which is producing about 6 tons of resinate going through just under that of plastic waste from various sources, PepsiCo, Toyota South Africa, Wasteplan, a whole lot of other sources. And then that goes to concrete production facilities to test it in different concrete products across South Africa. And that's to get offtake agreements so we can scale up to our first full-scale plant in Cape Town Q3, Q4 this year. So it's had a huge impact. It's created 10 jobs. It's paid salaries, including mine. And it's the linchpin to us creating 21 factories across South Africa.
Is that your long-term plan, 21 factories? How much will each of those plants use in terms of tons of plastic waste every year?
1,000 tons a month, 12,000 tons a year. Times 21.
That is remarkable. Doing the quick sums around, that's a quarter of a billion tons of plastic waste every year that we're dealing with through a sustainable solution. So what are your next steps as we are running out of time? But just quickly tell me what your next steps are now with the project.
We've got a huge association with the largest in plastic waste. And you can go look at that. That's the 60 biggest plastic producers in the world. And there's big news coming out on that very soon, which I can't elaborate on right now. It's creating the network of concrete suppliers and plastic suppliers, so intakes and offtakes, into our factories as we grow, and then getting government legislation, both provincial and local, to get Resin 8 into all government buildings. Martin and East, which are 25% shareholder in our business as of now, they've got 4,000 RDP homes they're building, and Resin 8 will be going into those breaking new ground homes. So we're pushing forward, creating our supply chain across a diverse supply chain that's never been networked together, and having a lot of fun doing it.
Well, it sounds like a fantastic breakthrough for transforming plastic waste into something of huge value in a sustainable, almost circular economy way. Dion Roberts, who is the Communications Director for the Centre for Regenerative Design and Collaboration South Africa, with the good news and the funding from Dow into its breakthrough Resinate product, this concrete solution to plastic waste.